is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Charlie Pittman. A new report shows Wisconsin again falls behind the national average in per-pupil spending for public schools. Experts say a two-year funding freeze in the current state budget ensures the decline will continue. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum study shows the state spent less than $15,000 per student in 2023, nearly 10% less than the national average. Joellen Pauls is a retired Middleton Cross Plains special education teacher. She says the state of public school funding in Wisconsin is an ongoing crisis that the current state budget guarantees will continue.
There is no per pupil increase for 2 years. No increase. That's a funding freeze. And that puts a lot of districts in a hard place scrambling to determine how do we even just get through this school year.
Among Midwestern states, Wisconsin ranked first in per-pupil spending on public schools back in 2002. According to the report, its ranking has since dropped to 7th among Midwestern states and 26th nationwide. In the past 5 years, more than half of Wisconsin's public schools have held referendums to allow districts to increase property taxes to cover basic costs for schools. Pauls says where those referendums have failed, districts face difficult decisions about increasing class sizes and reducing staff.
Honestly, it's an insult to the students in our public schools. And for lack of a better word, it's irresponsible. It's a shirking of our legislators' duty to our communities and to our state's future.
She says student mental health support and special education continue to be poorly funded in the current state budget. Wisconsin was also grappling with losing $72 million due to a federal K-12 funding freeze, but administration officials now say they plan to release those funds. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out to Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys have been an all-star or whatever. It's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Thursday to you. A lot to talk about today and a couple of guests. Will Joe Rogan become Trump's fixer in chief? I want to talk about that in just a moment. Also, let me get this straight. Americans are going to pay 18.3% more for products because of Trump's tariffs, while manufacturing is not returning to the United States. And the 100 biggest owners of businesses in America are getting an extra $1.2 trillion because of tax cuts. Does this sound right? Does this sound fair? We'll get to that in a moment, too. Also, in a fascist move, it looks like the FBI is going to assist in finding runaway Texas Democrats. We'll talk about that. In the second hour of our... Oh, and also a crazy alert. South Park speaks out for Cricket. Remember Cricket? Christy Noem's little dog? We even have a song about Cricket. And portrays Noem as a face-melting ice villain. I'll tell you about that. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with a live update from Ukraine. And dangerous, an ex-Republican official labels the new Trump plan an obvious attempt at usurping democracy. I'll give you the details of that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, racism alert. The police are probing a city council member's membership because she is, quote, serving while brown. And E. Jean Carroll is going to drop by and speak with us about one woman versus a president. But to start out, oh, and also tickets to KPFT's soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and a book signing session at Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church in Houston day after tomorrow. That's, Saturday. Are available now, August 9th. You can see the details on my Facebook page or over at kpft.org, KPFT's website, our Houston affiliate. So, a lot going on here. Will Joe Rogan become Donald Trump's fixer in chief? This is fascinating. You know, Joe Rogan kind of built an empire on being the guy who doesn't speak for anybody except himself. You know, this was his brand, is that He was willing to be an iconoclast. He was willing to challenge conventional wisdom and take on the rich and powerful and all that kind of stuff. He talks to scientists. He talks to conspiracy nuts. He talks to politicians. He mocks the media. He helped Donald Trump get elected. But now he's at a crossroads because we learned yesterday that last night there was a meeting at J.D. Vance's house at the Naval Observatory where a bunch of senior officials from the Trump administration got together to plan how they're going to finally bury the Epstein story. Now, J.D. Vance denied that yesterday from the Oval Office, which means it's almost certainly true. And one of the things that has leaked from the prep for this meeting is that one of the things on the agenda was reaching out to Joe Rogan. Very interesting, right? Let's get Joe Rogan to help us. Yeah. And, you know, on July 24th, you'll recall, Pam Bondi released this heavily redacted summary of the Epstein investigation. And basically, it was all information that was already publicly available with a simple Google search. And then the Department of Justice said, the case is closed. Evidence is exhausted. It's all done. We're not going to talk about it anymore. And Joe Rogan came out and said, what, do they think we're babies? I mean, he was kind of at the center of the backlash. Now, they have succeeded with Fox so-called news. There's some fashion model or actress who or actor who is doing an ad where she's wearing a pair of jeans, and the headline has something to do about, you know, Sydney has good jeans. And, you know, I was barely aware of this, but apparently Fox has done like hundreds of segments about how liberals and Democrats are hyperventilating and hysterical that the Sydney woman is claiming that she has good genes, like that's some kind of racist thing. And, you know, Fox is like all over this. I mean, you know, every show, and it's just they're freaking out. This is the new liberal. I hadn't heard about it. I mean, I read something on Drudge, I think, a couple days ago, but I don't care, you know, frankly. But, you know, over on Fox, it's like anything to talk about except Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump and underage girls, right? That's it. And so CNN reports now that they're going to try to get Joe Rogan to fix this mess, not by spinning it through Fox News or putting Pam Bondi on Meet the Press, but by putting Todd Blanche, Donald Trump's personal criminal defense lawyer, on the Joe Rogan Experience in what Trump aides are calling a high-profile truth-telling interview. Yeah, Rogan has become the most powerful media platform in America. And I get it that the Midas Touch brothers are occasionally beating Rogan in the numbers. But Rogan has been there for a long time and has a solid following and is doing very, very well. This is not to diminish what Midas Touch is up to. They're doing a great job. God bless them. But in terms of national political impact, Rogan is still the place. And if he accepts this interview and becomes part of the containment strategy and doesn't blow it up in their faces, I mean, he's got to be deciding, you know, what impact will this have on his career or on his show? You see that, by the way, Howard Stern's show is apparently not being renewed by SiriusXM. I've seen reports that they will renew it, but not for the huge multi-million-dollar a year salary that they've been paying him. I've seen other reports that they're not going to renew it at all. I'm not sure what's the case, and you know, I don't know Howard. I, you know, haven't talked to them about this. Although, you know, I'm also on SiriusXM, but I'm guessing it's just, you know, he's had a good run. He's been on the network for a long time. But what occurred to me this morning is that Howard Stern used to be Joe Rogan. I mean, back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, the manosphere was Howard Stern, and it was a liberal manosphere. Remember that? Howard Stern went to, you know, in fact, Howard Stern got Donald Trump to talk about, you know, wanting to date his daughter and saying that she was a, quote, nice piece of ass, end quote, or words very, very close to that effect. And, you know, That was the Joe Rogan of you know, the earlier generation. Now it's you know, more bizarre kind of fringy stuff. But I don't know, is Rogan going to turn into a soft landing pad for this? And how's this going to play out? This is not a game. This is about the credibility of justice in America. And you know, now you've got James Comer, who is like subpoenaing people to come in and talk about Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump. But he hasn't subpoenaed a single victim, and he hasn't subpoenaed Alex Acosta, the guy who basically let Jeffrey Epstein out of jail. And then Trump rewarded him by making him Secretary of Labor. So, you know, this question of trust is a thing here in the United States right now. And it this is the problem, you know. As long as the public is questioning what's going on, I think this is actually a very healthy exercise. And Trump, you know, Trump yesterday now, he's calling it a hoax, right? Just like he said Russia, you know, intervening in the 2016 election to help him was a hoax. No, Russia actually did intervene in the 2016 election to help Trump. Putin has said so himself.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And Trump and Jeffrey Epstein being best friends for at least a decade, that's not a hoax either. Let's say you. We'll be right back. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
We'll be right back.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything: sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. Personally, my favorite product is their sleep gummies. They really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night or struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery like I did. Now's your chance to save big with the code VIP, but this deal won't last long, so don't wait. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. CBDistillery.com, code VIP.
There's a red light blinking in a Texas room. Two silhouettes in a mic of doom. One's got questions, the other's got spin. And Epstein's secrets trapped in a government bin.
Is Joe Rogan going to become Trump's fixer-in-chief? Donald Trump is today, a whole bunch of new tariffs went into effect. This is the highest level of tariffs that we've seen in almost 100 years, since the 1920s. And Americans are going to be paying an average of 18.3% more for all imported products. That's the highest rate since 1934. More than 60 countries in the EU face tariffs of 10% or higher. The EU, Japan, and South Korea, 15%. Taiwan, Vietnam, and Bangladesh, 20%. India, 25%. 100% on chips. Exports, as a result of this, exports to the United States fell 22% year over year, this year compared to last year, while imports from America to other countries, in other words, exports to other countries, fell by 19%. Exports to Africa and Southeast Asia are surging at double-digit rates, but not from the United States. They're coming from China. So China is picking up the slack, just like when Elon Musk destroyed USA Agency for International Development, USAID, consigning tens of millions of people to death by starvation and disease. China stepped in and said, oh, we'll take care of you, Africa. Don't worry. We'll do good by you. And now they're doing the same thing. Now that we're cutting off trade, China is saying to all these countries, screw America, you don't need them, you can just trade with us. So basically Donald Trump is handing us over to China. And it's not helping U.S. manufacturing. I mean, he's been claiming all along he's doing this to bring jobs back to the United States, but U.S. factory activity contracted last month. We just got the numbers for July at the fastest pace in 9 months. In fact, we're down to the Institute for Supply Management's manufacturing index is down to 40. Anything below 50 is an actual contraction, a reduction. This is the lowest level since the pandemic. We're looking at pandemic level collapses in manufacturing employment and manufacturing output. Government data this morning, this is from Bloomberg, showed factory employment declined in July for the third straight month, this longest stretch in 2 years. Average growth of total payrolls over the past 3 months was the smallest since the pandemic. Meanwhile, profits on America's top corporations, particularly given all the loopholes that they were just given with the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, just surged to over $1.2 trillion just for the top 100 companies. It was the biggest companies in America who got the biggest tax breaks, of course. After-tax profits, this is after-tax, according to the Americans for Tax Fairness, after-tax profits, $1.2 trillion. And that's just for the first 6 months of the year. ATF noted that corporate America is raking in these big profits because Republicans passed their massive budget law that included even more tax breaks designed to help America's largest companies. David Kass, the executive director of ATF, says, quote, "Most Americans know in their bones that huge corporations don't need any more tax cuts, but the newest data on the revenue and profits of the nation's biggest firms confirm that hunch. Among the giveaways to the rich and powerful in the recently enacted Trump GOP tax scam are roughly $900 billion in loophole openers, ranging from accelerated depreciation to more generous interest deductions. All these goodies were paid for in part by denying families health care, taking food from hungry kids, and boosting household utility prices. The trade-off couldn't be more clear or more cruel. The nation's largest firms have spent $3.2 trillion on stock repurchases and $2.1 billion on dividends. Meanwhile, South Park, this is hysterical. South Park portrays Christy Noem as a puppy-shooting, face-melting ice villain. You see the new South Park? I watched part of it this morning. Christy Noem is, Mr. McKay, you know, the school counselor, loses his job because of Trump's cuts to the education department. So he joins ICE and he watches a training video where Christy Noem is like shooting every puppy that she can see, in the face, of course, just like she shot Cricket, you know, her little dog. And then at one point, she leads her ICE squad to descend on the Dora the Explorer live show to arrest people in the crowd. Noem shouts, "Remember, only detain the brown ones. If it's brown, it goes down." It's incredible. And then his success, McKay's success as an ICE agent, gets him an invitation to Mar-a-Lago, which is portrayed as like some kind of fantasy island parody. And finally, he ends up in bed with Trump and Satan and realizes, you know, this is too much. And the Superman's Superdog, flies in to rescue him. And I'm not going to tell you what Christy Noem does to the dog, but because I don't want to blow the end of the show for you. But it's wild. You got to watch the new South Park. 27 minutes past the hour, the FBI is going to assist. John Cornyn has asked the FBI to go after Texas legislators in Indiana, or in Illinois, rather. I'll tell you about that, and I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Do you think the ghost of Cricket haunts Christy Noem at all? I'm guessing it haunts her daughter, who had to watch her pet being shot in the face. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and hates it. CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop-snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shelley Pittman. A new study shows most faculty at Wisconsin universities and across the country have serious concerns about the consequences of holding and expressing liberal political viewpoints. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The study from Brandeis University aimed to understand what faculty thought about specific political issues and how they taught about them. Research scientist Graham Wright says they found that many hot-button topics rarely come up in classroom settings.
Less than 10% of the faculty we spoke to reported actively teaching about Israel-Palestine, and for three-quarters of them, it just never came up at all. Despite all the discourse about these issues.
He says despite faculty being spoken of as activists, only about 20% of faculty included in the study engaged in any form of political activism or social media posting about current politically contentious topics. The Trump administration is targeting U.S. universities with intense focus on anti-Semitism and diversity viewpoints. Some campuses, including the University of Wisconsin-Madison, have faced federal investigations. Others experienced fines and funding cuts. Study co-author Professor Leonard Sachs says the research suggests these broad measures often affect faculty who aren't contributing to any perceived problems.
What goes on college campuses is very important, and it's now the focus of a debate that oftentimes seems unhinged, where you have the attention being focused on a small number of people and generalizing it to all campuses.
Sachs says faculty should be viewed as allies, and he's concerned that the future of higher education is currently at stake. Despite the lack of faculty initiation, the majority of those in the study said they are open to students expressing alternative viewpoints in the classroom. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
I was just a dog, living life with a wag. Didn't ask for much, just a pad and a snack. But she called me worthless, less than the dust. In her cold, hard gaze, there was no love or trust. Oh, Christy, why? The joy I brought, the love I'd show. In the gravel pit, you made your stand with a gun in your grip, not a helping hand.
It's crickets.
I saw the goat next with his musky old ways. Chase the kids, yeah, he had his days. But Christy said, he's rancid, he's mean. Dragged him to the pit where the grass turned green.
Poor cricket. All right, so John Cornyn asked Kash Patel to go after the Texas Democrats who have fled to Illinois, and apparently some went to New York and maybe one other state. And Cornyn wrote at the time, these legislators have committed potential criminal acts in their rush to avoid their constitutional responsibilities and must be fully investigated and held to account. Yeah, right. FBI sources are telling reporters kind of on the QT, we don't have any authority to arrest Texas legislators. And, you know, it's this is just a joke. So what's on your mind today? Brian in Tacoma. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Well, I wish that this isn't what I called it just quickly. I wish Democrats would file harassment charges against people like John Cornyn and, you know, whatever. It's just nonsense. But anyway.
Yeah.
I called because, in a performative way, because it doesn't lead to anything, but that's what John Cornyn's doing. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I called because you mentioned Sydney Sweeney this morning, and I thought I was going crazy last week and the week before, and you said exactly what I've been thinking, and some of my liberal friends confirmed. I pay pretty close attention, and I didn't know anything about it until I started hearing liberal podcasters talk about the right wing flipping out about, in theory, the left wingers flipping out.
Exactly.
And then I went back and tried to find where the left wingers started flipping out or whatever. And it's not that zero people but said anything, but no one prominent, and just maybe some YouTube influencers who are just trying for clicks or something. But basically, it almost didn't exist, the quote unquote left wing freakout.
Right.
And then John Fugelsang mentioned that in a certain period, I didn't catch the time period, but Fox News covered, you know, Sidney Sweeney 85 minutes and Epstein 3 minutes. And there you go.
Yeah, I heard last night that there were over 700 segments on Fox News about Sidney Sweeney, or actually about liberals being hysterical about Sidney Sweeney. I don't know if that was an exaggeration or if it's a real number. I'm guessing it was probably an exaggeration. But still, you know, if John Fugelsang said 85 minutes, you can take that to the bank.
It was in a certain time period, yeah. So yeah, maybe that's
probably
larger.
Probably last week.
But it's a psyop, you know. It's a lie. Yeah. It's just a.
Well, it's an attempt to distract Fox News viewers from Jeffrey Epstein and his relationship with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's relationship, with the women that Jeffrey Epstein was exploiting, raping.
Yeah. And my question, if someone were to say to me, hey, did you know about the Sidney Sweeney thing and like how liberals are freaking out? My question would be like, how many children did Donald Trump rape with Jeffrey Epstein?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Inquiring minds want to know. And we really don't give a damn about Sidney Sweeney.
That's what I want to know about Sidney Sweeney.
Yeah,
how many children did Donald Trump rape?
Right. Exactly. And now Trump is like, oh, she's registered as a Republican. Oh, I guess I. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's a real testimonial to the power of Fox News to drive the to drive the narrative.
Yeah. Thanks for confirming I'm not crazy, though.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Thank you, Brian. Good talking to you. Jeff in Cave Creek, Arizona. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I want to make it short. Might be a little off topic, but, a few months ago you talked about Pete Dawes. It's like, I forget how to pronounce it. Hedgeseth. And how he's an alcoholic. I kind of got a little offended because as a recovering alcoholic myself, you have to separate the two. If he's an alcoholic and he's a practicing alcoholic, he's probably pretty crazy. But as recovering alcoholics, we have a whole different moral stance than the practicing alcoholic. So
I totally get that, Jeff. And I endorse your wanting to draw the distinction. However, have you seen any evidence whatsoever that Pete Hegseth is doing the 10 steps or 12 steps? Excuse me.
No. And that's the difference. He doesn't want to change. He's still in the depth of his disease.
Yeah.
And so
whether he's drinking or not, and I suspect he is.
Yeah. Well, no doubt. Because the practicing alcoholic is out to harm people, whether they realize it or not.
Yeah, and themselves.
Yeah, I just wanted to, and themselves, absolutely, they're trying to kill themselves. Yeah. So I just wanted to separate that, because some people might, I'm a subscriber to you, I love your message, I just don't want people turned off that might be recovering alcoholics and hear that statement and go, oh, my God, that was terrible. He said that. So,
I doubt anybody responded that way, but I appreciate your call. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that people who have recovered from alcoholism or for that matter, drug addiction, heroin addiction. And I would even add nicotine addiction to that, although it's not as mind bending and behavior altering a drug. It's an extraordinarily deadly drug, and it's about five times more addictive than heroin, that anybody who has successfully, particularly using a 12-step program or, the aid of, friends, neighbors, communities, family members, whatever, to overcome an addiction has my respect, loads of it. I'm an ex-smoker, so, some small understanding of it, but I've certainly, known alcoholics and I'm with you. Jeff, thank you very much. That was a good
thank comment. You for your service, Tom.
You're welcome, Jeff. Thank you. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. So I have an idea.
Hmm?
Here's how we can financially support the legislators from Texas who have fled. Understand the pay for their jobs is $600 a month. The fine for having left is $500 a day. As you can imagine, on $600 a month, they obviously have to have some other source of income. Many of them have jobs. And to have fled the state means that they've fled those jobs to the extent that they can't be done remotely.
Right.
So here's my idea, at least for those who are attorneys, and many legislators are attorneys. If we engage their services for something very simple. Now, we need to ask something in Texas law, because you don't want somebody accused of practicing law without a license in another state's legal field. So you wouldn't want to ask for an interpretation of Georgia law or Michigan law or anything like that. So ask for an interpretation or just a statement of Texas law. So There's one who is a criminal defense attorney. So a very simple memo, please give me a list of the criminal laws that apply only to legislators.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that context, you are not contributing to their campaign. You are a client, so it's attorney-client privileged. You are engaging their professional services, mm-hmm. and they are earning some income. So that's my thought.
That's an interesting one, Marie. You know, and you're an attorney, as I recall, right?
I am.
Based
mm-hmm.
out of Atlanta.
Yep.
Do you have any idea how many of these people are attorneys? Is that a publicly available? Is that publicly available info?
I know that at least two of them are. One is Jolanda Jones, and the other is the one that gave that fantastic answer yesterday, I think Ann Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
They're both attorneys. Jolanda yeah. Jones is the one who's a criminal defense attorney. I don't know precisely. I imagine that information is out there somewhere. But, yeah, I mean, at least for attorneys, I know of a way that we can help them with their income. And, cool. you know, since Donald Trump had people reserving rooms in his hotel that they never occupy, that they way overpaid for,
mm-hmm.
if a one-page, you know, if a one-page memo that just lists some information is worth $500 and, you know, I can get some friends together to put $500 together, you know, I'm thinking it's worth it.
That's an interesting strategy. I like it. I saw one of the other stories I saw this morning, I believe, you know, it was a link off Drudge, was that Beto O'Rourke has been raising money to support these people, and that now the Texas Bureau of Investigation or whatever, you know, their state FBI kind of thing, is launching an investigation into him and an audit of his finances. I mean, these guys, they play hardball. It's all about power and ultimately about money. Marie, thank you. Mm-hmm. Great suggestion. Thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour, 46 now. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with more of your calls here on the True People's Media. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The John and Gordy Show.
Water beer.
I hate that okay. stuff.
I still can't understand knuckleheads that go in and buy this stuff because it's cheap. Is that really the value you put on your life? Cheap cases of beer? Oh, my God. I've been saving it up for 20 years.
You've been carrying that around a long time.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at LoveLost.com.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Be part of an historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at HistoryExplorer.com. To hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Democracy is being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future that we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to HistoryExplorer.com. Once again, that's HistoryExplorer.com to reserve your seat to hear Lech Walesa. This one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. HistoryExplorer.com. Welcome back. Picking up the calls here, 52 minutes past the hour. Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hey, Tom, just wanted to add to what you were talking about a little bit earlier, that put this on your radar screen with the Paramount deal, changing a program has been announced, programming BET, which is Black Entertainment Television. They have two of their biggest ratings or their award shows. One is the BET Hip Hop Honors. The other is, I'm sure you're familiar with Soul Train, which has been around forever.
Yeah.
And that's the Soul Train Music Awards. Well, they've just announced that they're canceling both of those shows, though it's their biggest programming, not only budgetary shows. Well, what number one, because they in the past have some of the awardees, like Academy Awards, have criticized the administration in the past administration. And also during the elections, people came on stage and said, you know, support VP Harris. So did you read Project 2025? You better get out here and vote. I'm sure that's the reason. Plus, because it is Black, you know, if they had the power, meaning to just get rid of BET, I guarantee you it would be gone.
Who owns
but
BET?
It's too much into it. Okay, BET was originally founded by Bob Johnson, who is African-American, but he was funded by John Malone, which was Liberty Media. John Malone is the father of Cablevision.
Right, and also on SiriusXM.
Right, and then John Malone, as you know, is on CNN now. But when Sumner Redstone wanted to buy BET, oh, very conservative. when Sumner Redstone wanted to buy BET, he didn't call Bob Johnson. He called John Malone. And Bob was pressured into selling the company for $3 billion. He made out well, so did his wife. She divorced him right afterwards. But BET is owned by, which was Viacom, which was Paramount. So the pressure was on, and I'm sure it was part of that deal. If they could make BET go away, just like Nixon made one of the first black programs on PBS, which was a show called Soul, was a journalist out of D.C. named Ellis Hazlip. PBS did a great documentary on the history of that show. Nixon made that show go away on PBS.
Right.
I'm sure that Trump would like BET to disappear like anything else black and positive.
Well, and that was the same era when I believe it was Alabama blacked out Sesame Street because they had an integrated cast.
Yes, and they also told Hugh Hefner, who had the Playboy After Dark, because he had Sammy Davis on there, and the syndicators and the local networks said they didn't want him having black guests on the show anymore. He had Ella Fitzgerald, and of course Hugh Hefner told him to go. Right, but Hugh Hefner told them to go F themselves.
Yeah, but so did Sullivan, to their credit, to their eternal credit.
Yes.
So BET, Black Entertainment Television, is now owned by basically the, what's his name? Elliot? Ellis? Who's the guy who started? Larry Ellison. By his son, David.
Yeah, well, Larry Ellison's son, son, yes. And though the son has money, remember, he made his money by starting his company and purchasing and then branding Oracle. The Mission Impossible. Oracle with the Mission Impossible franchise, that his creating that studio, which as you know, the Mission Impossible series in film has done very well. So that's the bedrock of his company, which is now, with his father's money, owns Paramount. And you probably know that his father was a funder and believer of the election denier of the 2020 election.
Oh, they call him MAGA Larry.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Very the guy. He one of the richest men in America, and now his son owns Paramount, and Paramount owns BET, and BET has decided to cancel their awards shows. And you're Jerry. You are assuming, and they're not saying that they're canceling the awards shows because they're afraid somebody will criticize Trump. But that makes perfect sense.
Oh, of course. Of course. Taraji P. Henson, all of the, I'm talking about major black actors, when they host or co-host or they receive awards, they have all been critical of the Trump and sometimes vocally to using vulgar terminology. So that's why it's going away. I mean, there's no other reason. It is their moneymaker. That's why it's gone away. It's that simple.
Amazing. Jerry, so the censorship begins, perhaps. I mean, we don't have confirmation. But Jerry, thank you. Thank you very much for the education and the information. Appreciate it. We're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of the break, Phil Itner is going to drop by with a live update from Ukraine. Also, we're going to get into how an ex-Republican official says that Trump is trying to usurp democracy. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, tethered to a hot stove or barbecue, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing your eyebrows, and then serving it, and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app, steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. Choose precisely how I like it cooked, well done, medium, medium, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when my food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order the way I like it. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Chef IQ.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.